Okay, in Perek Dalid, we're up to Mishnah Yud Dalid. Okay, Perek Dalid, Mishnah Yud Dalid. Herbie is listening all bundled up from Miami. Remna Hayroi Oimer, Habigayla Lamakim Taira. A person should go to exile in order to learn Taira. Val Tav Taimashi Tavai Acharecha. And don't say that it will come to you after you. Shechavercha Yikimu Abiyadecha. Somebody else will help you be Mekayim it. Vel Binoscha Al Tishoin. On your own understanding, don't rely. There's a Tiferes Yisrael in the Mishnayos here who gives all the reasons for learning out of town. He says that Havagayel Makam Torah is a statement that if a person wants to be successful in his learning, he's got to get away from home. He's got to get away. And it's certainly true for somebody who's going to dorm. But even Stamazai, a person wants to have Hatzlacha in learning, it's good to get, to go to, it's got to be a good location, a spot where you can be away from all your usual tirdis and your thoughts and be able to learn Torah there. And that's the basic idea of the Mishnah. Don't think that the people around you are going to help you. Don't think your wisdom is going to help you. You got to do things to help your Torah learning go along. Have a guy l'makom Torah, it says in here, Chaim Volozhiner says, v'meshechasav alav, la'aviv l'imay lo yisiv, esechav lo yikir, Yeru Mishpatech al Yaakov. It says by the brachis that Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Shevet of Levi, the Loim Dei Torah, that La'aviv l'imay lo yisiv, esech ha'imer, la'aviv l'imay lo yisiv, esechav lo yikir. So that's talking about killing. Levi, after the story of the egg, I'm willing to kill even relatives, if that was Ratzon Hashem. And then Yairu Mishpatech al Yaakov. K'mesh kasav avi imi azavuni, az Hashem yasafeni. So normally we teach, even if avi imi azavuni, still Hashem yasafeni. And he's saying, no, it means you gotta get away from mommy and daddy, and go dedicate yourself to serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Have a gaila l'makom Torah. And anybody who ever tried to learn at home instead of going to shul knows that the further away from your home that you get, the more a person is successful in his Torah study. It's interesting because we're learning Sunday morning, we're learning Aradeya, and we're just finishing Dinei Kibud Av Ve'Em. This is going to be one of the halachas we'll have on Sunday, that a child is not obligated to listen to his parents to stay. A person can go and learn Torah wherever the learning is best. Sometimes people don't understand it. They say, well, you can go there, you can learn here. But it's not that way. The person has to get the right setting and the right environment to be matzliach in his learning. Same thing's true not just about dorming, about somebody who has a home and you want to get out to the Beis Medrash to learn. Tesvav. Rabbi Yana Yaimer, Ein Biyadeinu, we don't have any grasp. Lo Mishalvas HaRashoyim, not from evildoers who live peacefully in this world, va'afloi miyisurei hatzadikim, and not from the yisurim that tzadikim suffer in this world. We have no understanding of it. The problem with this is that when you read the Teichacha, or you read the words of Yirmiyahu HaNavi, etc., it seems to be so black and white that, you know, you behave and things go well, and you don't behave and things go with difficulty. So Rabbi Chanan writes that all of the promises of cause and effect of mitzvahs and averis is only talking to the tzibur of Klal Yisrael, not to the yichidim of Klal Yisrael. Every yachid has his own mazel, his own tafkid. Everybody has his challenge in this world. Talking about the tzibur of Klal Yisrael, that when the tzibur of Klal Yisrael follows the derech Hashem, things go well, and the opposite too. So he says, the idea of tzaddik for rabbi, we don't understand. That's the first thing Moshe Rabbeinu asked the rabbi to shalaylam, after Har Sinai, to explain this to him. And it's the beginning of Shas, near the beginning of Shas, Daf Dalet. There's some agadita about this idea of tzaddik for rabbi. Ramasya ben Chorosh Omer, Have imagdim mishalom kol adam. Greet everybody. Before he greets you, you greet him. The Gemara in Brachis seems to say that it's a midah taiva to greet people, and it's a chi of gomer to respond to a greeting. That's we call an absolute obligation. And better be a tail for a lion and not a head for a fox. In other words, better attach yourself to a chabura in which you're going to be one of the weakest, but it's a stronger chabura, rather than to attach yourself to a weaker chabura where you're the roish, the shualim, you're the head of that chabura. Very interesting what Reb Chaim Volozhiner chooses to say on this Mishnah. Mm-hmm. He says, Havizan of la royes, ki derech ha'ari lagbi azanavai. It's the derech of a lion to lift up his tail. Even the tail gets lifted up. Kein derech ha'gadaylu mechabdi nesham shayin. And if you're part of a good group, everybody gets honor. Derech ha'shual, it's the derech of the fax. La'niach reishe ben birkov, he puts his head between his knees. Kein ha'shveilim mevazin dayoneim v'shifteim. You're part of a weak group, then they're mevaza, they're dayoneim v'shifteim. So, interesting, the way he sees the marshal. I don't know, I think when Rabbi Leib Steinman was here, he spoke to Mechanchim. I didn't hear from directly, but I heard it. What I heard is that he said that the Mishnah of Havi Zan of La'arayis and Havi Zan of La'arayis Lo Yishushualim doesn't apply to Chinuch today. To put a child in a group where he's going to be the weakest because it's a stronger group, it doesn't work today in Chinuch. It's very hard to say that about a Mishnah, but I guess he's still saying it about adults. We're just saying it about Chinuch children. It doesn't go well. Child has to feel that he's successful in order to be Matzliach. Mishnah Tez Zayin. Rabbi Yaakov Aymer. Ha'ilam azeh daimel apraiz dar mibnei ha'ilam abba. This world is like a hallway, a preparation room, before ha'ilam abba. Haskin askeha apraiz dar kadesh tikanis latraklin. Prepare yourself in the hallway so that you can go into the banquet hall. Now here, there's really well, we understand the idea that Olam Hazeh is like Erev Shabbos, and Asad Lavai Olam Haba is like Shabbos, and whoever prepares an Erev Shabbos is ready for Shabbos. But really, if a person is aware enough of the world around him, he sees that most of this world, even the physical world, is a world of preparation. Really, if you think about it, everything that takes place in the world is preparation. Now, even and I talk about preparation for Olam Haba. But most of the effort that goes into actions that people do are actions of preparation. A person wants to be able to support his family, so he spends most of his waking hours working. For what? You know, where he's working, so he should be able. It's a preparation. He should have money to support his family. A lady wants to make a banquet, so she spends hours preparing for the banquet. You go down the street, you see all the stores, what's a store? It's a place of preparation. They prepare things, you go in, you buy a nice cake. What do they do at the store? They prepare so that somebody could spend this few minutes eating his cake. Everything in this world is daimel apraiz dar. The whole world is a world of preparation. Somebody said in an Eretz Yisrael, Dick Yid once said, he goes in the street, he sees two types of places. He sees places to lose weight, Jack LaLanne and all these places to lose weight, and then he sees stores that offer things to eat, heavy things to eat. So anyway, it's all preparation. Why is a person exercising to lose weight? It's all preparation for the next day. So really, Olam Hazeh, everything a person does, a person is always busy preparing. The question is where we're headed, you know, the big picture of things. That's a very challenging thing. So if we look at this world as a world of preparation, it's somehow easier to deal with the indignities or the discomfort of this world if we understand fully that we're preparing, busy preparing. Okay, let's see on the bottom. Rechai Volozhin explains, Ha'ilam Hazeh Daimel Apraiz Dar. Yadua mashamru b'kama b'kaymais. It is known that which it says in many places. Ki chol ma'aseh ha'adam b'mitzvahs, all that a person does in his mitzvahs, hey meim scharai, v'ba'atz mai oisaloi haschar. The fact that a person does the mitzvah, that itself is the schar, meaning, the schar of a person who does mitzvahs is that he's a good person, he's a righteous person. He feels, hopefully feels, the Noyam Ziv Hashchina, closeness to God. Saying is that the doing good things should be its own schar, besides the fact that the schar in Olam Haba, but the fact that a person has a moral life, a spiritual life, that itself is einig. And the more Torah and mitzvah the person does, the closer he gets to the Ravina Shalayla. And the mitzvahs are 613 items of clothing. Levush l'chol eiver v'gid. We've spoken about this in the past. The Talmidei Agra in Eved Shlaimai used the word levush for midas taivais, for good things that people, a person does. In Eved Shlaimai, which is a collection of the Gra's thoughts with a long-running commentary at the bottom, he collects how the Gra's Talmidim took the different chazals that talk about clothing, really talking about clothing, and explained that it's really a mashal for good midas. For example, the fact that on Shabbos a person is supposed to have special Shabbos clothing. There's the idea that on Shabbos a person's behavior has to be elevated from his behavior all week. Or the fact that Rabbi Yochanan said he referred to his clothing as mechabdusai, the things that give me honor. Well, on a simple level, it means that a person dresses properly, so people look at him and they give him honor, which could be true or false. It could be a disguise, but that's the way it is in this world. People look at other people the way they're dressed. But the Talmidei Agra said, no, it refers to the midas that a person has. When a person's midas that he dresses himself in, they give him the honor, they give him the covet. So that's the marshal that he's saying. And the more items of clothing, so to speak, a person has on his evarim, the closer he is to God. And it's as if someone tells somebody else, you go and count out money for yourself, and I'll pay you for spending the time counting out the money for yourself. So it's a win-win situation. You tell somebody, go get something, and you know, go collect the fruits and keep them, and I'll pay you for your work. So the nimshal is God, that God says, you get schar for your mitzvahs, but actually the mitzvahs themselves are things a person collects for himself, his own tiny gruchni. And somebody who's dressed in all the mitzvahs goes up. And if you're not dressed, then upstairs in heaven, they don't let naked people in. A person who has no, is not clothed with the garments of mitzvahs and nice and tovim, can't get in upstairs. Because the slavish belavushim hem loy kechaisim habelach v'nichu hashem rabin vakam edrugasai. And if he has the levushim, it's like the king's signet ring, where you're allowed in, zesha omar zcharya. Yeshua karen gadol. Shaya lavush begadim tzayim v'im lifnei hamalach. And who is Yeshua karen gadol? Anybody? Yeshua Kohen Gadol was the first Kohen Gadol in the second base of Mikdash. All the Yeshuas are firsts. Everyone knows Yeshua Ben Nun is the first Navi. So Yeshua Kohen Gadol is the first Kohen Gadol. Hosea is the first of the Trei Aser. People can't remember all 12. At least remember the first one. You know, the Trei Aser is Hosea. So it's a simon to remember. But anyway, it says in Avtaira, which Avtaira is this?
That's the Chanukah.
That, it says that Yeshua Kohen Gadol is lovush begadim tzayim. The Malach comes, it takes the begadim, Yehoser etzah begadim atzayim me'alecha, he takes off the begadim tzayim and he gives him proper begadim. So he says that's a marshal The Malach doesn't let him enter. Achakakshu, Mishu Machalot says he put on nice clothing. I'll let you go upstairs. No one will stop you. Advarim Atikim. And they're well known concepts. Vizel Oilam Azet Devil Appraised. Gam Oilam Abba, Kvar, Muchad Vaimid. Oilam Abba is there. Rakhaske Inatzmacha, Tayatinov Pikadecha Atsayim, Geshetucha Leilech Lahamishna Habuchenes Sham. Prepare yourself so you go to the Mishnah, Loisan. Halavushim kivdu chazal, pa'omrab, boirei, malach melitz. God creates an angel, a defending angel. Chaldvarim ha'al yainim heimachayim. Clothing are inanimate, but upstairs they have life to them. Akami ruach, achayim ha'ifanim, kein halavushim heimachayim, was a kivdu kaido lois negarecha v'day lameivim. So he talks about this idea. It's interesting. He keeps on referring back to kaido lois negarecha. We had the idea that in heaven, every time you do a mitzvah, it creates a malach, and every time you do an aveira, God forbid, it creates a accusing malach. It's interesting. Tonight we're learning Makis Daf Yud. The Marsha on Makis Daf Yud, he says he talks about it in many places. I looked around a little. Brings the idea of a malach from your actions to interpret numerous divrei chazal. Numerous places where many things are interpreted. One of the most beautiful is we say on Yomim Leiroim, Has Kategar V'yikach Sanegar M'kaymai. We say, let the accusing angel be silenced and let the good angel take his place. What exactly does that mean? So he says that when you create a bad angel, it's from your Aveira. When you do tshuva, an Aveira turns into a mitzvah. Right, and mitzvahs, averus naslek is a chuyas. So the same angel who accused you till now, that's his job. Now he takes on has kategor, the accusing angel is silenced, v'yikach sanegor makayvay, and he becomes the sanegor. It's very nice the way he interprets it in numerous places in Chazal. So really, this is the whole trick. The whole trick is to the olam as a praise door, is a preparation room to go to get schar. Very often a person is faced with a situation where it's embarrassing or it's difficult. You're among people that are not from Jews, but they're not even from Goyim. And to behave as a from Yud, a Yid is sometimes very, very challenging and it's difficult. A person really beforehand has to prepare himself with a mindset. It's what the Shulchan Aruch begins. The Kitzur also begins with this midah, the very first sif. It says lo yisbayish v'neham aligan alav, to not be embarrassed in front of people that are going to ridicule that which he does. And it's just a very important midah to understand. And I don't know. I find I'm blessed to be in the yeshiva and to be in a firm environment. I find when I fly, and very often when I go for the yeshiva, I daven v'sikin on the plane on the way back, and especially if it's a crowded plane, and you know, you gotta put on talis and tefillin and everything. I find that if you do it with confidence, not only is it easier for me, but other people seem to be more accepting, as opposed to someone who is obviously very ashamed of what he's doing. It just seems that way. Maybe just in America, people are, if you're confident, people are held to a higher esteem, but that's what I found. And I mentioned that I was flying with Rabbi Elia Brudny once, so we went to a wedding out of town. So on the way back, Vesikin was just about takeoff time. The official takeoff time was about 20 minutes before. So, you know, they usually say, I told them, you know, I'm a Shred Esrei just when they are about the time that they'll lift off. So he said, you can daven on the plane? You know, he was planning to land here late and go to one of the late minyanim. I said, there's nothing wrong. And so we get on the plane, and right, people haven't even buckled their seatbelts yet, and I'm putting on towels and tefillin. And I think he did it because I was doing it. My wife was kind enough to switch seats with him, so we were sitting at least next to each other, and putting on towels and tefillin, and we sat down and buckled ourselves in. And then the stewardess comes over, and you know, like, stop a second, you know, stewardess comes over, and she says, I know when you start your prayers, I can't give you a drink. Can I give you the drink now? So I don't know. She was Jewish or not, but put us at ease. So I don't know if you do it with confidence. Like Yisbaish, when they have a league in the love, you know, to do bad things is wrong, but to do a proper thing is good. So if you tag this into Vayelam Azet, I will appraise her. It's all a preparation room anyway. Makes it, perhaps it makes it a little easier.